Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning.
These guys yelled at me. They're like, you can't say what happens. All right, I'm just going to one-up you. Last night on Nine Perfect Strangers, Nicole Kidman makes out with a little girl. She kisses a girl.
Well,
I feel like rumor has it Nicole Kidman's been doing that for a long time.
So. Really?
Whether it's true or not. It's just rumor. It's just rumor.
And as Adele says, rumor has it.
Dana, I feel like all of the streaming services are combining to torture single lesbians in COVID lockdown. Is it just me? Why are there so many hot women making out with each other on every streaming service?
Yes, and the queer baiting is also a little annoying when it's like the straightest women on the planet. And you're like, was there chemistry? Really?
I don't know what the rules are, but yeah, I'm just saying.
I didn't know either. I think it's lovely.
What happened on
The more women making out on national television, whether it's streaming or not, I'm up for it. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, now that we've gone up to the line. Oh, my God. Juliana Margulies. Oh, my God. It's Reese Witherspoon. Okay.
I mean, it was so hot. I didn't mind it. Mainly because I think that if I had an opportunity and I got free passes, I would make out with both of them at least once.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding there's not enough sex on L Word for me. I need to go to other series to watch actresses make out with each other.
I mean, if you want to see it, and I understand it's like high school stuff, but the first episode of Sex Education in the new season,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
Watch that. You would like that.
I become my Republican mother.
Fantastic. Sex Education is fantastic,
yeah,
though.
I haven't watched that, but I feel my sphincter snapshot when things are a little too graphic. I'm like, ooh, mom. I'm my mother.
Don't watch it with anyone.
Like when you watch Blue is the Warmest Color on a plane?
Oh, that was, you did not warn me enough that was.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you watch. I watch Orange is the New Black on a plane, and I can feel the two people in the seats next to me slowly inching in toward my seat. And I'm like, back up. You have your own television.
Exactly. I just keep going down lower. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize this was so graphic. I apologize. Okay.
I was on a plane once back from the World Cup in Lyon, and I was watching Girls. And this is a quick story. I know we have news to get to, but pretty funny. So I got up to go to the bathroom, pause the television, and the person next to me did the same thing. We're watching the same movie or the same show. We paused at the exact same time, get up and left, and our seatmate left with us because it was easy because she was on the aisle. We all come back to our seat, and I paused it with Lena Dunham, what looks like in her underwear, masturbating, even though it's just a scene where it's too hot in the apartment, so she has empty clothes on. But I walked back up, and we all looked at our TVs like, oh, my God, how many people walked by this looking at this like we're watching Lena Dunham.
In your defense, Lena Dunham always looks like she's masturbating in most
always.
Scenes. Yeah.
Oh, and her shirt's very. Always off. I saw Lena Dunham's boobs more than my own partner's for like 2 years.
All right. What, Travis, I don't even know if we got to this story. Who's speaking of lesbian couples? Is the latest outrage Tide? Is there a Tide commercial with lesbians with, I don't know, multiracial children or something? I saw some Clutch the Pearls
thing
from some woman going, there are lesbians in Mike. I will be detergenting elsewhere.
They said the same thing about IKEA in the 90s with that couple.
Yeah. I don't. Okay. I mean, why? People really stop buying something because they don't like something that's in a commercial for, okay.
I guess they boycott things. I mean, I'll boycott AT&T, but I'm not going to boycott Tide.
Yeah, AT&T is kind of getting a little...
Oh, yeah, AT&T. Well,
AT&T is in trouble.
We get crappy service here anyway, so I've already been boycotting AT&T.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that... What
I can't make
that?
A call from this room.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Why? Because you're part of the left-wing cabal. Well,
yeah. Yeah, the call is never coming from inside the house of Stephanie's because there's no service.
It's not with AT&T.
My Verizon works just fine down here
Thank
in the
you.
Pit.
Thank you. Me too. Okay.
Yep.
No, this is actually the right-wing One America News Network is what Dana's talking about. Would not exist without the encouragement and funding of AT&T. AT&T executives played a crucial role in OAN's launch, which is just, okay. They told us they wanted a conservative network, said the OAN founder. AT&T poured tens of millions of dollars into OAN, which received 90% of its revenue from a contract with AT&T-owned television platforms, including DirecTV. Like, we need more right-wing propaganda, right? This is
and
the network
huge.
For people that thinks Fox News is liberal. I mean, they're and Rudy Giuliani said they're like they had to, you know, they had to get approval from Trump and the Trump campaign to run. They're just a propaganda outlet. Period.
It's really shocking too because AT&T has a massive pride arm, meaning they have a huge LGBT diversity
fist.
Arm of the company.
And
easy tiger, calm down. And
what? I've never heard of a pride arm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. This conversation's over.
Yeah,
I'm not feeding the animals.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And just think of the children.
I'm sorry. I did not.
No, don't. Please.
I did
in
not.
Moment,
don't think
of the children.
Did not think of them just then. Okay. All right. So.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I'm going to let Sue and Rockville take the heat now. Hi, you're on with Dana, Sue. Hi.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hello, Dana. You are gorgeous.
Thank you, darling. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, you're the only person who's ever said that, but I love you.
I did a really good job sandblasting my pool. I played your last call.
Stop it!
What? I'm just kidding.
No. This Bronx girl owns it. I have no problem. I was always the no mic person. When there's no microphone, they were like, Sue, get up there and speak. Listen, I don't like to complain, Miss Stephanie.
I don't think that's true, but all right, go ahead.
But anyway, I tolerate you playing Trump quotes. I tolerate the fart jokes. But I'm drawing the line at memories or any song from Cats.
Really?
Yeah. Please.
Well, there's not much you can
refrain.
Do about that. Okay.
Well, I am going to have to mute you at times. It is just a bridge too far. I
don't you, Missy?
I took my kids to Cats.
All right. Well.
I was on the stage during intermission where they let the kids roam around and look at the set. And then I had to listen to those songs over and over.
Listen, I have reached the Grisabella.
Don't make me.
I have reached the Grisabella age of my career, and so you were just going to have to deal with it.
But she was the glamour cat.
Look, the memory lives again.
She was the glamour cat.
No, please, no mas. No mas, All right. I beg of you.
All right, Sue, love you. All right, I guess that's a complaint line this morning. Whatever. Can you believe I hired the only two homos that have never seen Cats?
I've seen Cats.
Oh, okay.
That was the first show I ever saw.
Never seen Cats.
Well, if I was in the basement, it would actually make three. It's one of the shows I've never seen either, but I'm a different kind of homo.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen Cats because I'm allergic to them.
What's the point? I'm allergic to Cats, too, but not the musical.
It's terrible.
What's the point of any of you?
What's the point of Cats?
Those costumes look like they have dander all over them.
The movie wasn't great, but the original, come on, at least you got to give that.
No.
Come on, it was so weird. It was so weird, it was great.
Why did it last for 20 years on Broadway?
It's great.
Have I ever told you my story about how I saw it?
People are very loyal. People are very loyal.
I went to USC with someone who danced in Cats for years. She was a fantastic little dancer.
It was the first musical I ever saw. It was like a school trip. Yes. We got up at like 4 in the morning in Fresno, drove to San Francisco, got on a plane, flew to New York, got off the plane in New York. I was exhausted and tired, and all of a sudden they're singing Cats on a stage, and it makes absolutely miserable. No sense to some kid who's never seen a musical in his life.
It was very traumatic.
And I never saw another musical until the Book of Mormon. Swear to God.
It was very traumatic for a farm boy from Fresno, Dana.
Goodness, that was quite the story.
It was so much angst.
Yeah.
Only being
so
used,
much angst still.
He was only used to being roped by his father like a calf.
It ruined,
that's not a joke. His father used to rope him. Okay, so I guess Cats was too traumatic.
This got dark. Maybe we should tell some news.
Yeah.
Okay. When the news is happier than
he liked it. He
liked stories. You know, we're in bad shape.
He liked being lassoed, apparently. Okay. Well, hi, Dana. What's going on?
I'm sure it became a skill for later on in life.
All right.
Hey, now.
I don't know what has happened to this segment, but I blame Dana. Dana.
Yes.
Mitch McConnell has blinked on the debt ceiling, right? You can tell he is a scared that they're going to, you know, use the filibuster because he's forcing them to, you know, to try to blow through the debt ceiling. And it's just, I hope they call his bluff, right? I mean, I hope they just...
I hope they do, too. Oh, I think they already have. There's clearly cracks in the foundation. And it's we obviously know what he's afraid of, which is funny, because if he had power, all power, he would change it in a heartbeat.
Yes.
I hope that they do it. I hope that they do it.
Yeah. Robert in Florida wants to talk to the coach. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, Coach Dana. Hey, Mama. Lucky you know me, because down the street from me, Poker Buddy, he's a dermatologist. What you do, maybe you too, Dana, you send over some nudes, some fronts and backs. I'll show it to him and let you know what you got, if you got nothing at all. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am. I do that for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Was that even
mail him a mole? And just he'll
was that,
his
oh, it was
friend, his friend will check it out
before I got here. Okay.
No, we were talking about Rachel Maddow's thing about dermatology. You know, but that she her partner noticed a mole that had changed, and it turned out it was skin cancer. She had it removed, and we were a friend. Someone just called our line to say, even dermatologists make single people feel worse because you need to have more checkups if you're single, because they're like, no one is looking at your body.
No one
cares if anything's
nice.
Changed.
Yeah.
You will die alone.
Well, geez, I guess if there's anything just on the backside, you can always hold a mirror up.
Well, here's the good news for me. I will die alone, but then my dogs will gnaw off the cancerous, the rest of the moles.
You should actually get a cat, because apparently a cat will eat your face. You won't even be recognized.
That's true.
That's
after
true.
After you die.
Can you believe I wore this t-shirt because of some listener sent it to me? And Chris very nicely pointed out that I do not need a t-shirt to point out what a loser I am. It says I'm single because I'm overqualified. I just felt I should wear it because someone was nice enough to send it for my birthday.
It's a nice fit.
Thank you.
It shows off the girls.
In every way.
It shows off the girls quite well.
It shows off how damaged you are.
Yeah.
All right. What ifs? 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by...
This has been an abusive show.
I know. It's like a lot of self-abuse.
Yeah.
What's up with me?
I don't know.
Okay.